episode 1420, When a Band-Aid is Not Enough.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. And can you believe it? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, When a Band-Aid is Not Enough. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as the illusion of the perfect life fades, which it does all the time, at least it does for me, all you can do is hope for the best. And that's what we do. We get up in the morning, we're like, I got this. We're going to do it. It's going to be a better day than yesterday. And sometimes it's not, and sometimes it is. But when a Band-Aid is not enough, what do you do? Days that are filled with frustration and fear extinguishes hope over time. Resilience bleeds weariness. All to do is to hang on for the ride, and a ride it is. Hang on there, baby. We're going for another one. And you're like, seriously, only if life could be fair. And it didn't have to be so messed up, feeling like we were in the circus all the time. If you could only put a Band-Aid on it to make everything better. That's what we want to do as moms. Put a Band-Aid on it and pray that it will all be okay. Well, as time passes and we get older, okay, maybe hopefully wiser, but sometimes, you know, every day we get older, so it's just a fact. It is what it is. The children experience the real world, the beauty and the blunders, the mistakes and the mishaps, the challenges and the celebrations. Our love no longer protects their heart. They hurt, you hurt. What to do when a Band-Aid is not enough? I've been asking that same question recently. My daughter's at a crossroads right now. And there are some major decisions that need to be made. Next step, schooling, career. What is she going to do? What does it look like? And the world at one point seemed like just a, you know, huge ocean of opportunity. But now it feels like a scary walk through a dark forest. There's so much to be decided. However, the only thing flooding her heart is despair and hopelessness. The text I received yesterday morning said it all. My heart is so broken right now. Have you ever received that message from your child? Not necessarily in text form, but maybe a phone call because they live states away from you. Maybe a drive home from school. Maybe after a fallen football game or championship game, because now we're in a championship game. It's amazing that the football season is really coming to an end. Oh no, now what am I going to do with my Saturdays? Okay, that is for another episode. But back to the heart being broken. You've had that experience. Maybe you've had it with yourself too. You get up one morning or you're trying to fall asleep at night. My heart is so broken right now. My heart broken too as I read that text. I too felt so helpless. Me as a mom, I shouldn't feel helpless. Me as a life coach, I should have all the answers. Me as a Christian, come on, I got a hotline to God. Surely He can rescue her. But in that moment, we're lost. We're held in despair, trapped in our own bondage. Our mind taking us through usually all the worst case scenarios, not the better case scenarios. You think you can handle everything for your children, but there are times that learning by fire is the best way, even for you. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Learn by fire. It's the lessons learned in real time, real life, not make-believe, not, oh, what looks good on paper or what appears excellent on Instagram, picture worthy, No, it's real time. It's real life. Think about how you learned. Probably learned the hard way, right? Hard knocks. We fall down and we learn to get back up. How do we learn to walk? By falling down and getting back up. Somehow we figure out that this leg goes here and that leg goes there and balance occurs. Wait, everything begins to connect. It makes sense. Well, at least that's when the lessons learned seem to stick, when it makes sense. But what happens when you're in the middle of it all? What happens when you have to make those decisions? What happens when you're sitting there and the only thing on your mind is confusion, red alert, sound the alarms. I don't know what to do. I want to run and hide. A corner isn't big enough for me. What do I do? Parenting is rough. It's rough being the child, but it's even more difficult as the parent. And as they get older, it's even more challenging. Because when they were younger, all we had to do was kiss the boo-boo, put a Band-Aid on it, and there was a big smile on their face. If it was only that easy. I can remember my daughter when she was younger. We were living in Nebraska at the time. And the stupid thing that she did was she decided to wear flip-flops while riding a bicycle down the driveway, which was a gravel driveway, and it's downhill. Okay, you can only imagine the catastrophe. Oh yeah, it was a catastrophe. All of a sudden, she falls, and in comes her sibling yelling, "Mom, Mom, she's hurt." I go tearing down the driveway, me trying not to roll my ankle on the gravel driveway myself, going downhill as fast as I could go, trying to get to her. She's just crying. Blood is covering the gravel around her. I didn't know what happened. Was it a knee? Was it an arm? What was it? I get there and yeah, remember she was wearing flip-flops. Well, you can only imagine the damage to her big toe. Well, if you're eating, I will spare you all the details because, you know, it could just be a little bit disturbing in itself. But in that moment, I picked her up and her sibling said, "I'll take the bike, Mom." I said, "Great." I carried her uphill on the gravel road inside. We washed it. We knew we had to go to the doctor. But my thing was what, as a mom, to calm her down, to give her hope that there was still something better, that this too shall pass. But sometimes we have to learn by fire. We have to do things repetitively. You would think that we would learn from things, blood and floods and all of those things that come in our lives. You'd think we'd have it figured out by the second or third time, but sometimes it takes smackdowns, yes, over and over again. And we get caught in that roller coaster. And you wonder why hopelessness and despair sets in. Well, you can learn by fire and take this real-time, real-life lessons and get them to stick. So let's break it down. Number one, fall into opportunities with optimism. The falls that you take, yeah, you're probably going to get hurt. But look at them from a different perspective. See them as opportunities and look at them from a positive aspect, not a negative. So it's the optimism. Don't let what you don't know stop you from taking a chance, experiencing something new, or challenging yourself to get back up. Our problem is we fall down and we don't want to get back up. We want to stay hidden in that corner, which isn't big enough anymore for us. As a little child, we could melt into the corner and disappear, but now, not the case. We stick out like a sore thumb. Fall into opportunities with optimism. Number two, ignite the hope of the unknown. Be excited for the unexpected. Yeah, sounds strange, doesn't it? When you're in the mess, the last thing you want is something unexpected because you're in the middle of a mess. But you can gain perspective by expecting the unexpected. That means what? You're not setting boundaries. You're not setting yourself up for either failure or success. You're taking it and looking at it as it comes. making the decisions appropriately, igniting the hope of the unknown. Number three, rise to the occasion. Rise up, don't fall down. You already fell. It's time to get up. So rise up to the occasion. You can do more than you ever thought possible. Stretch yourself. Get back up no matter how many times you've been knocked down. I get it. Being knocked down, it gets kind of on your nerves after a while, especially when you're watching your children be knocked down over and over and over again. And I get it too. You want to kind of shake them up and say, did you learn from the last seven times? How many more times is it going to take? It doesn't matter how many more times it's going to take. It's going to take as many times as it's going to take. So rise to the occasion. Learn from those patterns that knock you down over and over again. And finally, number four, equip your mind, body, and spirit. Be aware of what God is doing in your life. Look for those doors that He's opening. Acknowledge the ones that He closes. A no can be as much of a blessing as a yes can be. But we usually look at no's as a form of defeat. It's not. It might be the best blessing you received all year long. Equip your mind, body, and spirit. What is God trying to teach you through the situation or the circumstance that your child's in, or the circumstance of the situation that you're in? Look for it. Seek His goodness, not your greatness. You see, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That doesn't mean that one step is going to get you to greatness. Do you hear the difference? Seek His goodness, not your greatness. You may not understand why you were in the situation at the time. The key is to learn and keep the hope alive. Keep the faith. Walk by faith. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You don't have to feel defeated as a parent or as a child, because you're both. If you have a child, then you're a parent. You could be a mentor, and that still is fulfilling that role of parenting. You could be a teacher, that's still fulfilling that role of parenting. You just may not have them as long as parents do, and you don't have to pay for them. There's a benefit to being a teacher. But you're also a child. You fall down. Your children fall down. You can look at it and see it from all different perspectives. Learning by fire isn't a curse. It can actually be a blessing. But if you want to hover in negativity and stick it out in that swamp, then you know what? That's all you're going to see. And your despair will become greater than any hope. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from when your children fall. Help them learn when they fall. Keep the hope alive. When life, though, does get tough, and it can get really tough to the point where you feel just very empty inside as a parent. Your heart breaks for your children. My heart is broken right now. That's not a text I ever want to see. That's not a text that I want any parent to read. But it happens. And if you're struggling with parenting, if you're struggling with leadership in the home, what that looks like, maybe you're stuck in a situation with your child and you really don't know how to respond to it. You're as much flustered and fearful for them as they are. And you're trying to be the strong one. And you just don't feel like you can hold up in strength and endurance for your child. If you're one who is sitting there in that type of a situation or circumstance, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, understand, I don't have all the answers. But what I do have is a different perspective. I also have different tools and strategies that can help you as a parent, as an individual, as a woman of impact. And if you need that help, you know what? It's okay to ask for help. I do it all the time. God did not create us to do life alone. Be brave today. Be the courage for your child, for your family. Click on that link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. All these messes that happen in our lives, they're merely pebbles on our journey. When you step on one and you get a little unsettled, it's okay to learn by fire. Because when you've got God on your side, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.